Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. We're here again with you to discuss a few more points about some of the verses of the Holy Quran. We were on Surah Fatiha. First, let's hear the verses.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
We discussed up to the verse that says إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدْ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. You do alone do we worship, and to you alone do we turn for help. Up to now, what we've got from this surah, from this chapter of the Holy Quran, is that we've praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we've said all praise belongs to Him. And we have acknowledged that He is the Lord of all the worlds. And He is the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful. And He is the Master of the Day of Retribution, of the Day of Judgment. And lastly, we said that only You do we worship, and only You we ask for help from. Up to now, we've acknowledged a few points about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've notified ourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed this surah, this chapter of the Holy Quran, as it's been understood by scholars, and also we have through our traditions and our narrations, that this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to His Holy Prophet to teach us, mankind, how to speak to Him. These words are said on our behalf. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us to speak to Him in this manner. So He teaches us to first acknowledge these points, these true, very true points about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then at the end of the surah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one very, very important request. Say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إهدنا الصراط المستقيم. Guide us on the straight path. What does this mean? What is this straight path? Don't we know the straight path as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's religion? Isn't this, if it is not the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what is this straight path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And if it is, then why are we asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to this? If we are reciting this surah on a daily basis in our prayers, and we've been taught to recite this, if I'm already reciting this surah, am I not believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Am I not believing in His messenger? Am I not believing in His message and practicing His religion? Do I not already know the true path that I would need guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to this path? Why is it that after all these points that we acknowledge about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we say, O Allah, please guide us to the true path, to the straight path? In order to understand that, first we need to understand what this word, as-sirat al-mustaqim, the straight path, what that means. As the scholars and the interpreters of the Holy Quran teach us through the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt and through logic, to understand any point in the Holy Quran which we need understanding, first and foremost, we should refer to the Holy Quran itself and see if there's any explanation about that. We see that the word, this term, As-Sirat al-Mustaqim, has been mentioned on numerous occasions in the Holy Quran. One instance of it is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the Holy Prophet telling him about some of the instructions, like that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told his people that they shouldn't have shirk, they should not believe in more than one God, they should do good to their parents, they shouldn't kill their children, they shouldn't touch the property and the ownings of an orphan to their disadvantage. After mentioning a number of these instructions, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا. Tells the Prophet to tell the people that this is his straight path. So it's referring to the religion, to the teachings of the religion as the straight path, and then it goes on to say, فَاتَّبِعُوا. Therefore, you should follow that straight path. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلْ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ. And you should not follow the other paths. You shouldn't follow the other numerous paths that will mislead you and they will divide you and take you away from His path, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's path. So it seems like in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to the instructions, the religion as the true path. As we said, the verse, if we are reciting these verses, if we are reading this surah, especially if we are doing that in our daily prayers, then we are already accepting this religion. So what does it mean to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to the true path, to this straight path? In this verse, it says that it is the religion.
La ilaha illa Allahul Malikul Haqqul Mubin. La ilaha illa Allahul Malikul Haqqul المبين. لا إله إلا الله الملك الحق المبين. لا إله إلا الله الملك الحق المبين.
In another verse, again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قل إِنَّنِي هَدَانِي رَبِّي إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ دِينًا قَيِّمًا مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. It says that say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided me to the straight path, which is the religion, the deen. Okay. Again, referring to the religion as the straight path. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُوهُ هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my Lord and yours as well. Therefore, obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be obedient to Him. This is the straight path. Now we see a little bit of a difference at first glance, that this verse is explaining something else. It says that obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the true and the straight path. In another verse, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the story of Iblis, Satan, and that when he disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his sujood and prostration to Adam, then Iblis says that قَالَ فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, that because you have misguided me, that I will sit on your straight path. I will sit on that path and I will misguide people. What does it mean that he will sit on that path? Does that mean that he's going to tell people that the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is different? Is he going to misguide people in that sense? Or another verse, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the same story, and Iblis says the same thing, that I will misguide your servants, the people, human beings and mankind, the children of Adam, then he says, I will misguide them except for إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ, that I will misguide them except for your servants, those who obey you, which are the مخلصين, who have been purified. Then he says, قَالَ هَذَا صِرَاطٌ عَلَيَّ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is my straight path. إِنَّ عِبَادِي لَيْسَ لَكَ عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانٌ. My servants, you do not have any type of power over them. إِلَّا مَنِ اتَّبَعَكَ مِنَ الْغَاوِينَ. Except for those who follow you, which are misguided. If we put all these verses together, we can come down and come to a conclusion. And that is, the true meaning of Sirat and the straight path is obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala translates into acting according to His instructions. But I emphasize that it is action. It is action and acting according to the instructions, that's the straight path. If one wants to be on the straight path, they need to follow the instructions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives. When we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse to please guide us to the straight path, we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help to be able to practice the instructions that we've already gotten and we are practicing to a certain degree, inshallah.
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم.
In the next session, we will try to explain this verse a little deeper. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us on this straight path, and we ask Him to please help us understand His religion better. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
صبوح قدوس, صبوح قدوس, صبوح قدوس, صبوح قدوس, صبوح قدوس, صبوح قدوس, رب الملائكة والروح, صبوح قدوس, رب الملائكة والروح, صبوح قدوس, صبوح قدوس, رب الملائكة والروح, صبوح قدوس, صبوح قدوس, رب رب الملائكة والروح.